Okay, we go short word for Parshas Korach Tavshin Pebez. The learning space goes first one for Esther Tehila Bas Ariel Tzipor Besosh Chayisrael. Our first has an incredible word that I love to share. Mish tells us a Perkei Avos, Koma Chokhles Shiv Shoshanam Sofa L'Shamayim, Shein L'Shamayim, Ein Sofa L'Shamayim. And Machokhles for Hashem will last, and Machokhles not for Hashem will not last. And what's a Machokhles for Hashem? By Shamayim Hillel. What's a Machokhles that is not for Hashem? That is the machlokus of Korach v'chol adaso. Esther of Hirsch and other mefarshim. The mission should say Hillel v'Shamai and Korach versus Moshe or Korach versus Moshe and Aaron. Yet it just says Korach v'chol adaso. It only gives us one side of the equation. It says of Hirsch what's going on over here. And it says a profound lesson. Rabbi Zweig Shlita said this on my Ofrof. And he said, Rav Hirsch, an incredible idea. He said, when you're so not l'shem Shamayim, and you're only in it for your ego, and you're only in it for your arrogance and for yourself, you can't even see the other side. Korach v'chol adaso is to tell you, Mishnah is giving us a profound lesson. When a person is only focused on themselves, you can't even see the other side. As we go into the month of Tammuz, the month that the B'nai Sechah brings down from Narizal, it's all about the power of sight, the power of vision. Shvizoch be'ez Hashem, to see ourselves in a good light, to see positive light in others, like Rabbi Nachman writes in Reish Pei Beis, to see the good within ourselves, and then we can see the good within others, and to realize that there's always another view, there's always another perspective, we just have the ability and the flexibility to be able to see that view. Shvizoch be'ez Hashem, good Shabbos, and good Chodesh.